The latest jobs numbers are out today, and the unemployment rate is up slightly, 0.1% to 4.7%. The economy added 156,000 jobs in December. That's below the 180,000 monthly average for the rest of 2016. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now from New York with some of the details. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Magna.
So 156,000 jobs in December, a little less than average. What kind of year does that make 2016 overall for jobs?
So about 2.2 million jobs were added in the full year, which is a little bit less than some of the more recent years. But it's important to note that the nation's added jobs for 75 straight months, one of the longest streaks ever. And there's an argument to be made that the economy is basically either at or very close to full employment. So naturally, the growth in jobs tends to slow the closer you get to what's considered full employment.
Right. So the slack having been picked up
exactly,
in previous months and years. Well, what kind of jobs are making the most significant gains or losses in this latest report?
One of the biggest surprises was manufacturing, mainly in the durable goods factories. That sector added 17,000 jobs, and it really had been a pretty weak sector previously. Healthcare was another bright spot, and that has been a bright spot in the last few years. Healthcare jobs rose by 43,000 in the month. They've added about an average of 35,000 per month for the year. And food and beverage services, you know, restaurant and bar jobs, they continue to trend higher, 30,000 jobs added there. Financial services and activities still on an uptrend with about 13,000 jobs added. So those are some of the bright spots. Mm.
Now, of course, we're talking numbers, but these are the lives of real people when it comes down to it. And this latest jobs report also saw some wage growth, an average of 10 cents this month. I mean, it seems like kind of a minuscule amount, but combined with those tepid job numbers from December, I mean, what does that say about the overall labor market that President-elect Trump is going to be inheriting?
Right. It doesn't sound like a lot. It's about 2.9% year-over-year growth in average hourly earnings. But that is actually the strongest growth since 2009, and it really signals that the labor market is starting to get a little bit tight, which means potentially inflation could accelerate and interest rates could accelerate as a result.
Mm, I see. And just for context, we want to remind folks, you kind of mentioned it before, Mike, that the unemployment rate was 7.8% in January of 2009 when President Obama took office. Of course, we're coming right off the financial crisis there and its impact. Overall, I mean, what does this mean as we transition from President Obama to President Trump? How was President Obama overall as a jobs president?
Yeah, I think he has a good case to be made that he was very, you know, it was a very excellent period for job growth. I mean, 75 straight months, this slow, steady decline in the unemployment rate. He's leaving office with the unemployment rate below 5%. That said, people will, you know, if they're looking to criticize Obama, they will dig into the guts of the report and point out, like we were talking about, that wage growth not really being, you know, super strong. And the participation rate, the labor force participation rate really staying pretty low. I mean, that's a trend that's been going down since the turn of the century, basically. But, you know, a lot of people wondering why that is. And if you wanted to make some some hay by criticizing Obama, people will point to that.
Well, Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He just went through the latest jobs numbers with us. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.